I really don't want to frighten people. If you are easily upset and frightened,
it'll be very quick.
Maybe you shouldn't be listening to my next guest after this.
Thank you very much, Ash. I knew you'd get the right one in the end. Brian Houston playing live on the show, and the days of Pearly Spencer. You know, it's one of my favourite records. We're going to get him. I'm going to get him to play it live later. Sing it live for us if possible. He's coming up. Now, okay, this may upset a lot of you, but I think it's important. I think we need to know. The James Whale Show broadcasts across the whole of the United Kingdom, across the world, on the web, and probably to those aliens listening to us out there at the moment. Ronald Wineland believes that he's been sent as an end-of-time prophet. He says that God made him a prophet in 1997, and he joins us now. Ronald, good evening to you.
Good evening.
First tell me, how does one become a prophet?
Well, it's just something that God gives to someone. Took back in the Old Testament, different things that took place. He had a job for them to do. He just called different ones to do it.
And what did he do? What were you doing when he called you?
I've been a minister for many years, and there are just things he began to give me as far as revelations in the scriptures, and that book, sir, is a result of that. This last book, 2008, God's Final Witness, is the final book that I just written here and came out in about January. Already gone to about 140 countries.
I've got this book in front of me at the moment, Ronald. It's a fairly slim volume.
Yes, it is.
It's not. I mean, it goes through what is going to happen, and quite depressing and quite worrying, to be honest with you. Are you absolutely sure you've got this right?
Yes, I do.
Well, can you be a little more, when is it happening?
Beginning in the following year here in 2008 will be when everything begins. There's a period of time that lasts for 3.5 years. It's called the end of an age. It's not the end of the world, but it's the end of an age before it begins on this earth. There are 6,000 years that God has given to mankind, and we're right at that point in time. That's where we are.
I see. And why, it's been written about in the Bible. For 2,000 years, it was always going to end this way.
Yes, it has. It's been written there longer than that.
Has it? How long has it been written there?
There are things written in prophecy that go far, far back beyond that, before Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago. There are things in the Old Testament that talk about the end time as well. Daniel wrote things concerning this end time, and God told him, Daniel wanted to know more, and God told him just to shut up the book. Daniel, it's not for you, it's for the time of the end. It's for the end time.
And you are absolutely sure that this we are approaching the end of time next year?
Yes, I am.
Now, what are you doing, as someone who believes this, Ronald, in preparation for this?
Well, the only thing I'm doing in preparation for it is it's a matter of telling people about what's getting ready to take place as far as the book is concerned and so forth, some of the talk programs I've done in the States, elsewhere as well, and letting people know this is what's getting ready to take place. I don't expect anyone to believe me right now, candidly, because people have come along all through the ages saying the end is here, the end is here. Mm. And the sad thing is, it's like wolf, wolf. This time, this is where we are. And
these noises, I should say, are probably the meteor storm we're going through at the moment. People want to know. That's why the telephone is bouncing off the satellite, that's why.
Okay.
Okay, so people are going to call you a nutcase, but obviously you're not. I mean, you've written the book and God made you a prophet in 1997, so obviously what you say is true.
Well, you're the first one that's stated it that way.
Well, of course. I mean, I would hate to be considered to be rude. So what I need to know is then what do we have to, is there any way we could change this? Could we stop the end coming?
No, because it's something that man is doing to himself. God has given man 6,000 years with every government, every religion, every one of them has failed. Nothing has succeeded.
Yeah, but my point is that he knew this 6,000 years ago.
Yes, he gave man exactly 6,000 years. That's why he withheld technology from mankind until the end time, because if we'd had technology 3,000 years ago, the world would have ended then, at that time.
Yeah. He's not a very decent chap, this God, is he? Because he's just been toying with the planet, and he was always going to destroy it.
No, he's not destroying it. Mankind's destroying it. He's going to intervene and stop the destruction and give us a new age.
Oh, well, that's what I wanted to get to, Ronald. Yeah. That's what I want to get to. So, I mean, this is China's going to be the big bogeyman in this. Is that right?
Well, not at first. What takes place in the beginning, the United States, even the United Kingdom, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, these are going to be the first nations that are going to start suffering first. there's going to be a period of time that they're going to go through where they're going to come to total demise, and there comes a point in time then when Europe, final time, steps in, just like a repeat, not exactly the same thing, but a revival of what's referred to as the Holy Roman Empire is going to rise again.
No.
And it's the last revival of the empire.
Is that going to be the Pope doing all of this?
He will be in part of it, yes.
Yeah. So hang on. So we all demise first of all.
Yes.
Yeah, how long do... So we've all gone before this happens, you reckon?
Well, no, we have about 6 months to a year before we come to a point where currencies have no value, they're going to crash. We also come to a point in time here where there's going to be a great deal of destruction, especially within the United States.
Mm.
As soon as that's taken place, there will be the beginning of a war. Europe is going to step in to try to take control of matter. They don't want the United States especially to do some of the things they're doing right now in Iraq and Afghanistan and so forth.
No, well,
tired of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people in this country don't want them to do it either.
Exactly. And Europe is going to step in to make sure that we don't step up the ante of what's taken place of a retaliation with the United States like we did with 9/11. After Europe starts doing what they do, a year later, China and Russia combine together in Asia to battle Europe, and that is an escalation of World War III. World War III begins when Europe begins to do what they're going to do. After that, a year later, China and Russia step in, and it's a great nuclear war.
Are we going to start Europe, that is? Are we going to start fighting America then first?
Parts of Europe will start doing that. The eastern parts of Europe will do it again. Yes,
yeah.
Like a kind of a repeat of World War II. It's just going to happen in a different fashion this time. It will not be with the fascist type of dictator and so forth. They're actually going to step in thinking they're doing a good thing.
When does the false messiah first make his appearance then, Ronald?
Oh, there is no such thing. Traditional Christianity has caused more problems on this earth with other religions as well. That's
right.
The problem. God has let man have his own religions, his own governments. They've failed.
Silly. Should never have done that.
Well, again, there is the traditional Christianity has caused all the problems.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, mate. Absolutely. But you're as I'm saying, you're a Seventh-day Adventist, is that right?
Not Adventist. I observe the Seventh-day Sabbath.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you always rest on the seventh day.
Correct.
And you have your own church.
Yes, there's a church that I work with,
Okay.
Not my church, but...
Now, okay, so the world isn't going to end next year. That's just beginning of the end phase.
Exactly. It lasts for 3.5 years.
Okay, so that'll hang on. I just want to make sure we're going to get the Olympics out of this, 8, 9, 10, 11, no, probably not, because the Mayan calendar ends in 2012, so by 2012 it'll all be over.
That's correct, and there'll be a new world here.
Won't we have blown the world up by then?
Well, as an example, in the United States, with 300 million people, we only have 30 million left. Less than that. We're going to have around 10 million people left in the United States when it's all said and done at the very end.
Yeah. Do you know what will happen then?
Yes, that's when God intervenes. If God didn't intervene to stop this war that's taking place, that Third World War, then man would annihilate himself. We have enough nuclear weapons on this earth to annihilate ourselves 40 times over. And people are going to start using them. Governments are going to start using them.
Mm.
But God steps in at a point in time to end it before those things finally take place. So there are going to be some nuclear weapons explode in different countries already. But
any idea where the first one's going to go off?
U.S.
No. Have you warned them?
Well, I'm telling people, but people don't care. People have never listened.
Yeah.
6,000 years of history, man has never listened to the prophets and when they've come and told the things they have. And that's the only reason I've written this book, primarily, is in a year in advance, is to be a witness in the respect that when it starts happening, people will know who to listen to when things begin to take place.
Is there a bit worrying these sounds from outer space, aren't they? Is there anywhere we could go to avoid this conflict or not?
No, it's going to involve the whole world this time.
Because we'd rather not be involved, and we haven't done anything to upset anyone. Why should we have to suffer?
Well, why did anyone suffer in any war?
Well, I don't know. I mean, why?
Well, because that's the way man is. Man, greedy, man, different things that happened during World War II. Look what took place. I mean, everybody suffered in this country a great deal.
Yeah, well, yes, I know. Well, we suffered a lot more because the Americans took so long to get into it, but that's another story. There's nothing... No, the good, the bad, the ugly, they're all going to be in it.
Yes, they are.
Now, after it all happened and finished in about 2011, 2012, God will have revealed himself again, will he?
Well, yes, Jesus Christ is going to return. He's going to be on this earth. Yeah, that's what the prophecies were about in the Old Testament. It was about Jesus Christ coming as a Messiah, as a king. And when he first came, they didn't understand. He came the first time just to be the Passover. He was going to return 2,000 years later to be that king. And just like when he came into Jerusalem, they honestly thought that he was going to come in to be a king, their king, that he was going to help to remove the Roman rule over them and establish a kingdom there on the earth at that time. That wasn't his purpose 2,000 years ago, but it is his purpose now.
Okay. Is there any way we could sort of avert this happening? I mean, if we all sort of turn around and say, look, we're going to play, we're all going to be good people and not do anything naughty and be lovely people and love everybody and all that sort of stuff, would we then be able to stop this happening?
Well, I don't think people are going to respond in great mass to this program tonight.
Oh, they always do. Look, Ronald, we have a huge response to this program. Trust me. If I say tonight, let's all be good, could you guarantee that we're not going to get blown to kingdom come?
Well, I'm as good as your show is, I'm afraid that won't happen.
You see, the problem I have there, Ronald, is that means we might as well go out and party like it's whatever.
Well, people won't even do that because they still don't believe it. If people don't believe something's going to take place, they're not even going to bother partying.
So when will we wake up then, do you think?
About at the end of this period of time.
Right.
After people have had the kind of massive destruction that takes place. But you can't stop something once it's started.
Yeah. And so where how many people will be left on the planet after this? I mean, will there be, you said there'll be about 10 million in the States. How many in China?
There won't be a whole lot left of China and Russia when it's finally finished.
Really?
There'll be some nations, India especially, some nations are going to suffer incredibly.
Why India?
Because China doesn't want India. China, that's one of the first places China is going to strike.
Really? What about Britain? Are we? Because we're right in the middle.
Well, Britain goes down with the United States.
Oh, I see, right. Okay. So is anybody eventually a winner of this conflict?
The world.
The world wins.
That's right. When it's all said and done and Jesus Christ returns to set up a new government, new world order on this earth, that's the only way that mankind can win, because mankind cannot govern himself. The United Nations is ample proof of that.
So God will set up, will it be kind of like a religious dictatorship or something? It'd be like Muslims living under Sharia law?
No. Right now.
Well,
mankind will learn to have, we'll only have one church. We won't have the massive confusion we have today of all different churches all thinking they're right. They all have a secret passage to God.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like that. There's going to only be one religion on the earth where human beings are able to agree with each other about how to live life. And there's only going to be one government on earth, not the massive confusion we have today with different oppressing kind of governments and so forth.
So we'll have just one world, the new world order, in fact.
Yes, just didn't happen the way man kind of wanted it to be.
Yeah, I see. It sounds a bit like the Truman Show, in a way. So we'll all live nice and happy lives, smiley faces, sunshines a lot, and that'll be great.
Well, it's sure going to be a whole lot better when you don't have to worry about being shot on a freeway or something like that.
Absolutely.
You don't have to worry about getting mugged in the city and things of that nature. Yes, it'll be a whole lot better world.
Will we need to work, or will we just have whatever? Will it be like heaven on earth?
No, man is meant to work. Man is meant to produce. Man is meant to accomplish. But things are going to be equitable, not inequitable like they are today. When you visit so many countries in the world today, and you have the very, very wealthy and the very, very poor. And there's just no, it's not a fair system. It's not a fair world.
Why, when God decided to make you a prophet to say, or to warn the world of this, why didn't he make it so that people would believe you more readily?
Actually, that's not what he's having me do. I am not trying to warn the world. The world has already been warned for 6,000 years. My job is not one of warning the world. The only reason this book has been written is so that people will recognize a message and a voice or a person or a personality when these things begin to happen, and they're going to have known, yes, these things were stated, and we did not listen, and now we know who to listen to, or at least those who are going to come through it are going to know who to listen to, because my job is one of, well, it's one of the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11.
Yeah, go on.
and the job is one of myself, when that time comes, of actually bringing more plagues upon the earth.
More what?
Plagues.
You're going to bring more plagues upon the earth?
No, that's right. I know. Sounds a little strange. It's kind of like Pharaoh down in Egypt.
And why would you want to bring plagues down on the earth?
On certain places of the earth so that mankind will start listening to God and start turning away from what he's doing.
Well, hang on. How, Ronald, then I presume God's already told you you are going to be okay during this conflict. You're not suddenly going to be wiped out.
No, I'm going to last up to the very end, and on 3.5 days before Jesus Christ returns, I'm going to be killed.
Oh, why?
That's what's prophesied.
Are you worried?
No.
Do you know how you're going to be killed?
No, I just hope it's swift.
I hope it's swift, too. I mean, what happens after you've been killed, then?
I'm resurrected 3.5 days later.
Oh, so it's only kind of like a hiccup in
that's right.
A long weekend.
Not much time at all.
Yeah. Okay, so before you've been killed, you will bring the plagues back upon the earth. Do you know where you're going to bring them?
Well, some of them will be right in Europe for what they're doing to this country and what they're doing to the United States and some other countries.
Hang on. What are Europe doing to the United States, then?
Well, Europe is the one again. Eastern Europe is the one again.
But, hang on. You see, I think you've got to stop lumping Europe in with Eastern Europe.
Well, I'm trying to divide a little bit here because Western Europe, the parts of France, Belgium, Netherlands, all the way through there, and Great Britain suffer together.
We all suffer together.
Just like World War II.
Yeah, I think the attack's underway.
The meteors,
man.
Some of the same countries are going to be involved just like they were during World War II. 10 countries of the EU right now are going to be the ones who come together to do what they're going to do against this country. There's not a great love affair, really, when it's all said and done, between Great Britain and parts of Europe over the EU right now.
Well, I think you need to be in it to understand it, but I think the EU basically sees itself standing against America if America becomes too powerful economically. I'm not talking about, you know, violently, although I think it's probably on the cards that somebody's going to get upset.
Great Britain has never been really a part fully of the EU. You don't have the euro here yet.
Well, lots of people don't have the euro, I have to tell you.
Well, I understand that, but those who do are far more keen on a European Union than what Great Britain is.
I don't know. I think you'll find that places like France, Italy, Spain, Germany, quite fed up with the European Union at the moment. This is another story. I mean, it's just some way this could go. What about George Bush? I mean, he's a born again Christian. I would have thought he was he would be doing God's work.
Well, that's the problem with traditional Christianity. They're not doing God's work.
So he's not a good guy, really.
Well, not when it's all said and done, as far as what he believes. No, he can't help that. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand.
And so are Muslims better than Christians, better than Jews, or are they all the same?
Oh, all three are in about the same pot right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't sound, Ronald, that you have much love for any of them, to be honest with you.
Well, they're the cause of so much of our suffering. Look at the wars. Look at what's happening in Iraq. If you want to talk about Muslims, look at what's happening in Iraq. Shia fighting Sunni. They've been fighting each other for a long time. Look at religion in different times of the world. Protestants fighting Catholics. It's repeated itself over and over again in the world. Look at the Middle East right now, Judaism and Muslims. They don't get along. The world with all the religious beliefs that there are, go through history, people have been fighting and killing each other in the name of God for hundreds of years. And the reality is, they weren't doing it in the name of God. All the crusades, God doesn't do that. God wasn't doing that.
They were
doing it.
Why does, I've just got to clear this point up. I'm just a little confused. Why does God need you to bring the plagues down? I mean, couldn't he have sorted this out himself without actually...
Well, that's how he does it, through human beings. He works through human beings.
Oh, I see.
He wants mankind to share in his creation.
Yeah.
Mankind hasn't shared in his creation. Instead, man, you know, treats it shabbily. You walk down the streets of London, you know, I'm appalled at how people treat, you know, people throw paper out the window, they don't care. People throw food down on the street, they don't care. You know, it's a sick world.
I mean, yeah, you're right, absolutely right. I can't disagree with you there, Ronald. Have you heard of David Shaler, by the way?
No, I sure haven't.
No, you will be. David Shaler has just announced in this country, I know David quite well, that he claims, like you, that he's been appointed by God.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of them before it's over with. You know, they're going to pop out of the woodwork here. Yeah.
He said that he has seen a psychic, and he believes that the spirit of Mary Magdalene has anointed him as the Messiah.
Yeah, well.
And he's quite a sensible, serious man. He used to be an MI5 agent.
Well, something must have happened to him along the way.
Well, you know, maybe God decided that he needed him as he needed you.
Yeah. By the way, people can get this book free if they want it.
You're free?
Yes.
Absolutely free.
We've been piling them in here in the UK for a while.
Well, you're in the UK tonight? No, you're in America, aren't you?
I'm in the UK, yes.
Oh, you're in the UK?
Yes.
I didn't know you were in the UK. If I'd known you were in the UK and not in the US, I would have invited you into the studio, Ronald.
Well, when they contacted me about 2 weeks ago, I told them that I would be here in the UK on this weekend, and so I gave them the hotel I'm staying at here for tonight. And
yeah, maybe we should think about that and see if some of our listeners would like to call and have a chat with you. Let me just get this right, Ren Ronald, because I'm coming up to the end of this hour. Next year is the beginning of the end.
Yep.
And we've got 3 years of hell.
Yeah, three and a half.
3.5 years of hell, and then the new beginning.
That's right.
Where will you be living during this time?
I really don't know. I don't know what God has planned, what specific areas.
Because, I mean, until the last couple of days, it might be good to hang around with you if you're going to be okay, and then when you get killed...
He's not going to be okay.
Well, no.
Die for 3.5 days.
Well, yeah, but, you know, keep with you, because I presume everybody's going to die, aren't they? And then they'll all be resurrected back in the new world, won't they?
Oh, in time, people will be resurrected back to life again, yes.
Yeah. One thing that worries me about this, and always when, is that it's going to be really jam-packed, because all the souls from right across time are going to come back, aren't they?
Time, yes, and 1,000 years, yes, human beings are going to be resurrected back to life again.
Yeah. Will there be room for all of us?
That's what the job will be during 1,000 years, preparing for all of them.
All right, okay. Ronald, nice to talk to you. How do they get your book?
Yes, I was going
to
say, it's endtime2008.com.
End time.
Yeah.
Endtime2008.com.
Correct.
Okay, listen, Ronald, I'm going to call you again towards the end of time and say, hey, Ronald, you were wrong, or I'm going to say, Ronald, you were right.
Just call me about April next year.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ronald Wineland believes the end of time, April next year. Okay, we'll come back after the news. I'm feeling a bit down about that. I had a few plans, but you should always live for the moment. No point in paying tax over the next year, is there, really, if that's going to happen?
On 1089 at 10:53 a.m., James Whale on Talk Sport.
Welcome back. I'm so depressed now after that. Oh, I'm going to have to cheer myself up for an hour. Ronald Wineland, who is apparently in the country, spreading cheer. The
Wineland.
End. What? Well, you know, apparently, well, there's all this financial problems in the States. That's the beginning of it. I told you, it's all crumbling down. Does that mean we won't have to pay the mortgage anymore and all that sort of stuff? That'd be all right. Oh, dear. I would have thought.
Well, I suppose if End Times in 2008.
I told everybody not to get excited about the Olympics coming here. It's never going to happen. Because by that time, we'll have had the nuclear holocaust. You know, there won't be many people left standing. Then God comes back and says, you brought it on yourselves. And now, of course, it's going to be great. But in the meantime, I'm sending my mate Ronald to send a plague on you for those people who still haven't come to heal.
God.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think the thing is to live life to the full. All right? If you didn't do it, do it. There's no point in going if you haven't done it. So do it. I mean, we haven't got any money left because I said some years ago, the recession's coming, let's spend everything we've got. So Ash and I went out and we spent everything we've got. Now, of course, we have to borrow it from other people to spend, but... And then we are, do it, you know, like...
Got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose at all.
Do you think for a minute that if there were so few people left on the planet that Britain might actually win something in the Olympics?
That's not a bad idea. There's a golden lining to every...
Cloud.
Every cloud.
Silver cloud.
Yeah. Okay, what's happening in America at the moment? Church shooting just coming, news coming in, is that right? Oh,
Oh, dear.
Missouri.
We get the news. What a day. Shooting here on the M40. End of the world starts next year. Golly. Is it worth it?
I don't watch the news. There's a good reason for not watching the news, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
If it was bad news, I want to see pandas born in China or something.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea.